and a lot of our live stuff. So those of you who were here last week, Mark is away on holidays.
Was it just saying I went after that? Mike after that day?
He said you're on holidays for 5 weeks.
Well, was it match after?
So he won't be back till April.
That's right, really January.
Today we're going to keep going through our readings in Bible readings in Genesis.
Genesis, the Dominion, reading, Peter Israel.
And remember that Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
Genesis, Johannes, Peter Israel, the Bible, the Bible.
And we've discovered a lot of things in the book of Genesis. We've discovered that God is good. We discovered that God made a good world. We discovered that God made Adam and Eve, the first humans. But we sadly discovered that Adam and Eve turned their backs on God. And that choice by Adam and Eve affected all of us. Sin entered the world. We discovered in Genesis that God is very sad about the world. God has put his heart into making a beautiful, good world. And he's very distressed at the state of the world. We've also discovered in Genesis, I think the sound's a bit back here. We've also discovered in Genesis that God is a God who loves. God is a God who has compassion, he has feelings, he hurts for the world. But we've also discovered that God is just and God is fair. God is a God of love. God is also a God of justice. Today we're going to do part one of two series. This week and next week we're going to look at the story of Noah's Ark.
I think it's a boom, is that right? No,
version. Some people know the story of Noah's Ark. You might have read it in the Bible. You might have read the story to your children. And like anything else we read in the Bible, if we know the story very well, we start to think there's nothing more we can learn about it. So we get into the bad habit of thinking, I know this story in the Bible. There's nothing new God can show There's always something new that God can show us in the Bible. I think I'm older than most of you here. Certainly older than my brother here. And I've read the Bible a few times. Quite a few times. And every time I read it, I always discover something new. Something new about God. Something new about me. Something new about humans. Something new about God's love for the world. And so today we're going to ask God to help us to learn something new from the story of
So
let's pray. God, open us to the work of your Holy Spirit in us. Help us to hear you speak to us through the Bible. Help us to learn something more about you. Something more about ourselves. Something we can put into practice in our life next time. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're going to read the story from Genesis chapter 9, chapter 6. Yeah. Can we ask my brother Carl to read it for us?
Pedroyesh. باب 6 آیه 10 تا 20. نوح سه پسر داشت به نامهای سام، نام و یافس. او تنها مرد درستکار و خداترس زمان خودش بود و همیشه میکوشید مطابق خاص خدا زندگی کند. در این زمان افزونی گناه و ظلم در نظر خدا به انتها درجه خود رسیده و دنیا به کلی فاسد شد. وقتی خدا فساد و شرارت بشر را مشاهده کرد به نوح فرمود: تصمیم گرفتم تمام این مردم را هلاک کنم، زیرا زمین را از شرارت پر ساختم، من آنها را همراه زمین از بین میبرم. اما تو ای نوح با چوب درخت سرم یک کشتی بساز و در آن اتاقهایی درست کن، درزها و شکافهای کشتی را با قیر بپوشان، آن را طوری بساز که طولش 300 ذرا، عرضش 50 ذرا و عرض و ارتفاع آن 30 ذرا باشد. یک ذرا پایین‌تر از سقف پنجره‌ای برای روشنایی کشتی بساز و داخل آن سه طبقه بنا کن و در ورودی کشتی را در پهلوی آن بگذار. به زودی من سراسر زمین را با آب خواهم پوشانم تا هر موجود زنده‌ای که در آن است هلاک گردد. اما با تو عهد می‌بندم که تو را با همسر و پسران و دوستانت در کشتی سلامت دهم. از تمام حیوانات، خزندگان و پرندگان یک جفت نر و ماده با خود به داخل کشتی ببر تا از خطر این طوفان در امان باشی. همچنین خوراک کافی برای خود و برای تمام موجودات در کشتی ذخیره کن. نوح تمام اوامر خدا را انجام داد.
So we're looking at Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 to the end of the chapter.
For Pedayesh, she's not a visitor, and I can't imagine.
As you can see, the earth is in a real mess.
I have a lot of questions, don't know how much I'm going to hear about the same salary.
In fact, apart from Noah and his family, everyone else has turned away from God. They're all doing their own thing.
I'm not sure that I'm called for this job now.
They're ignoring God. What does the Bible tell us about Noah? It says he is righteous. He is blameless. And he walks with God. Noah's not perfect. Actually, if you read on a little bit further in Genesis, you'll find out Noah has a problem with alcohol. But that's for another day. What makes Noah different in God's eyes?
چیزی که نوح توی چشم خدا تغییر میده
is two things.
دو تا چیزه.
He is faithful.
ایمان داره.
And he is obedient.
و تعظیم میکنه.
So what does the Bible mean when it says Noah is a righteous man?
کتاب مقدس چی میگه وقتی میگه نوح مرد خیلی بزرگ؟
It just means this.
این معنی میده.
Noah is a man who does what God wanted him to
do. نوح کاری انجام میده که خدا ازش میخواد.
No one could say he lives his life according to God's
standards.
Noah is a righteous man. Secondly, we said Noah is a blameless man. Even though Noah lived according to God's standards,
همینطور که میدونیم که توی چارچوب خدا زندگی میکرد.
No one could say anything against him.
هیچ کس نمیتونست هیچی ضدش بگه.
It's like you could tell lies about Noah, everyone could see that was false.
میتونستیم دروغ راجع به نوح بگیم ولی هیچ وقت نمیتونستیم هیچ چیز اشتباه باشه.
You couldn't accuse Noah of anything because there's no evidence.
نمیتونستیم بهش به عنوان زن راجع به هیچ چیز بخاطر اینکه هیچ سندیتی راجع به واسش نبود.
Noah was a trusted and respected person.
نوح آدمی بود که اعتماد بسیار بود.
And the Bible tells us that Noah walks with God. Now this doesn't mean it's like you only take your dog for a walk.
Then
you get the lead out and put it on the
collar.
Go out down the street. Stop at every lamppost. Stop at every bit of grass. When it says Noah walks with God, what it means is he spends time with God.
یعنی که با خداوند وقت
می‌گذرونه. He just didn't do this once a week.
این کار رو هفته یه بار انجام می‌داد.
He did it every single day.
هر روز این کار انجام می‌داد.
He might have done it many times.
ممکن بوده خیلی وقت توی روز انجام شد.
When the Bible says Noah walks with God, it means that Noah and Noah are best friends.
وقتی که کتاب مقدس میگه نوح با خداوند وقت می‌گذرونه، یعنی که نوح با خداوند بهترین دوست بوده باشه.
It's like Adam and Noah ruled together before Adam and
مثل که مثل دقیقا مثل اینه قبل از اینکه این اتفاق بیفته آدم و خداوند با هم که اینجوری را میرفتن یه همشه را بوده.
So when we read these words about someone in the Bible,
وقتی که اون کلمه را میتونیم راجعه به یک شخصی توی کتاب مقدس
that they're righteous and they're blameless and they walk with God,
که بزرگن تقصیر روشون نیست و با خداوند را میرن,
it means that they desire God.
یعنی اینکه به اشتیاق واسه خدا دارن.
They want to find God.
میخوان خدا رو پیدا کنن.
They want to be with Him.
میخوان که باهاش باشن.
Not so long ago we had some Valentine's Day.
نه چند وقت پیش هم زیاد نگذشته روز ولنتاین.
And so Valentine's Day everyone thinks about men and women who are in love with each other.
در مورد بعضی ها فکر میکنن که این فقط در مورد اینکه مثلا یک شخص به شخص با یک شخص دیگه توی رابطه است یا عاشق شده.
They buy chocolate and flowers and say to each other, I love you, I love you.
Chocolate and flowers, you want me to know the other person?
Maybe they buy perfume or something. They desire to be in each other's company.
Do اشتیاق دارن که توی جایی که هستن با هم دیگه باشن.
They want to spend time with each other, want to get to know each other better.
با هم دیگه میخوان وقت بگذارن, میخوان هم دیگه رو بهتر بشناسن.
That's what it means to walk with God. It's almost like you want to spend more time with God than you do with your wife or your husband. Because your relationship with God is so important. Well, the Bible tells us that in the day of Noah, things were not good.
پس که دابا هست که همونی توی روزای نو دنیا جای خوب نبود.
There's lots of violence on the earth.
روی زمین خیلی وحشی بودن هست.
There's lots of corruption on the earth.
خیلی خرابی هست.
And people behave in corrupt and violent ways.
و مردم یک جور خیلی بدی زندگی میکردن. یکی همش توی گناه بودن، همش توی اشتباه بودن. کلن وحشیانه یه
جور. And God says, like, that's it.
و خداوند میگه بس کافیه.
I'm going to stop things right there.
من میخوام همه چیز رو همینجا وایسم.
I'm going to destroy the earth.
میخوام کل دنیا رو خراب کنم.
And then it's verse 14, God says these words to Noah.
و توی آیه 14 میخوام این کلمات رو به اون
میگه. He says, make yourself an ark.
بهش میگه که واسه خودت یک کشتی درست
کن. And if you go on after that verse, you see that God tells Noah what building materials to use.
برای همجوری ادامه رو بخونید توی کتاب مقدس خداوند بهمون میگه چه موادهای استفاده کنم واسه کشتی.
How to build the ark.
چجوری درستش کنم.
How much timber, how much pitch, bitumen to use.
بهش ریاضیات کشتی میده که خودش چقدر باید بذاره
What the design of the ark is going to look like
چجور باید درست باشه یعنی شکلش و شمایلش چجور باشه
God says make yourself an ark
و خداوند به نمیگه خودت رو درست
He doesn't say get someone to help you
نمیگه که برو یکی رو بیار کمکت کنم
Doesn't say get some subcontractors in
نمیگه برو یه چند کارگر بیار
There's a few plasterers out there who can do the job.
So
a few builders who can help you. Says you make the ark. And look how big this job that Noah gets is. The ark is 300 cubits. By 50 cubits.
By
30 cubits. What does that mean? Well, a cubit is about 46 centimeters.
Cubit is 46 centimeters.
So that makes the ark 140 meters long.
و این کشتی ها 140 متر طول 140 متر
and 23 meters wide
و 23 متر عرضش
and 14 meters tall
14 و 14 متر درازش
if you think that's tall
و این فکر کنیم مارک درازه
the ark is taller than that
اگه فکر کنیم مارک قدش بلنده کشتی از مارک بلنده
همیتونم
بگم مقدر اینجا نیست
The ark is huge
اون کشتی خیلی بزرگ
Actually 14 meters tall is about 4.5 stories high
و 14 متر در هم مثل یه آپارتمان 14 متر است
If you live in a two-story house
اگر توی خونه دو طبقه بشینی
It's bigger, it's taller than your tall, it's twice as tall as your two-story
house. And
Noah has to build it by himself.
And he doesn't
have power tools. He can't get out the Bunnings and get these battery packs. No chainsaws. Noah has to build it all by himself. No help. No extra tools. Think about the job that God has asked Noah to take on.
فکر کنیم واسه اینکه خداوند چه کاری به نوح داده که باید انجام
بده. Have any of you seen a freight carriage for a railway train? A carriage that carries freight on a railway train? A train carriage.
Okay. این train carriage هستن که توشون یعنی باربری قطار باربریه.
So it might carry steel or it might carry coal.
ممکنه آهن یا چیزهای دیگه بیاره با خودش.
The ark that Noah is going to build.
چیزی که نوح میخواد بسازه.
Is 522
of Noah's big. 522 برابر از اون بزرگتر.
It's a big boat that Noah is building.
خیلی کشتی بزرگیه.
And he's on his own.
و خودش تنها.
That's not all. He's got to get two of every colour of animal. That's about 35,000 animals. I think there'd be a bit of a swell after
a year.
But Noah has got to find this, after he's built the ark, he's got to find these 35,000 animals.
بعد از اینکه این کشتی رو درست میکنه باید 35,000 تا هیلو پیدا
کنه
و سوار کشتیشون کنه
Have you ever tried to move cats at all?
حالا تونستین؟ مثلا اینجا رو بخواه ببندیم یه جایی بزنه و
very hard to get cats
going.
In fact, we have an idiom in English.
It's
called herding cats. And to herd cats, they try and get people to do something, but they just won't do it. Luckily, Noah only had to herd two cats. And I think there were lots of animals like the cats that didn't want to go into this big box.
There's
no windows in this box. It's a lot of animals he's got to chase. And he's got to put enough food and water on the boat. Because there are 8 people. And 35,000 animals. And it's there for 12 months in the
warm-up.
So Noah's got a big job. But why did God choose Noah? Two reasons. He is faithful. And he's obedient. And that's all that matters to God. You can't build a boat like the size of the ark. Without being faithful and obedient. Remember, Noah's building this boat by himself. Can you imagine what his neighbors are going to say? Hey, what are you doing, stupid? It's not raining. What are you building a boat for? You can't take that out on the weekend. It's a huge boat. It's just for you. Just want a little boat. Whose silly idea was this?
I think Noah
sometimes just goes, I'm sure he slept very well
a lot.
Well, what can we learn from Noah in this story? What can we learn about ourselves from this story about Noah
building the ark?
You see, Noah is an ordinary person. He's not someone special. He is a person who is faithful and obedient. God uses people who are faithful and obedient. They don't have to be special. They don't have to be wonderful. Don't have to have lots of money, special gifts. They just have to be like Noah. Faithful and obedient. Now God might ask us to build an ark in our backyard. But he does call us to be faithful. God might call us to care for someone who doesn't appreciate
it.
God might call us to love someone who we think is really unlovable. God might call us to reach out and spend time and share the gospel with people who make us uncomfortable. God might call us to give up our finances or our economic security or our job to go and reach others. God might call us to leave our country and go to another place.
Mm-hmm.
God might call us to do something we don't think we've got the skills or the ability to do.
خداوند ممکن است با خود کاری رو کنه که ما هم برای این انجام شدیم و نتوانه شده.
God might call us to do something no one's ever done before.
خداوند ممکن رو به یک کاری رو کنه که کاری هیچ کس انجام نداده.
This was the first time anyone had built an ark.
این اولین بار بود که کسی یک کشتی رو بزرگ درست
کرد. God might call us to do something that doesn't make any sense at all at the time.
خداوند بعضی وقتا یه چیزایی هم میخواد که اون تو اون زمان هیچ معنی نمیده.
But what God does call us to do.
ولی چیزی که خدا از ما می‌خواد که انجام بدیم
is to be faithful and obedient.
که ایماندار باشیم و اطاعت
کنیم. God can use us to do what we don't think is possible.
خداوند ممکن است با خود کاری رو کنیم که ما فکر نکنیم اصلا شدن باشه.
When Noah chopped down that first tree.
وقتی که نوح اولین چوب رو برید.
I think he thought I've got a long road ahead of me.
گفتن راه دراز شده بود.
I don't know how I'm going to get this boat built.
نمی‌دونم چجوری کشتی درست کنم.
But he trusted God.
ولی به خدا ایمان داشت.
Seems impossible.
به فکر غیر قابل شدن.
No one's ever done it before.
هیچ کس سابقا انجامش نداده.
No one's giving up everything to build the boat.
نو همه چی رو داره ول می‌کنه که فقط کشتی رو سازه.
Just because you failed in the past doesn't mean God can't use you now.
چون که قبلا ول کردی یا کاری رو به دستت انجام ندادی این دلیل این نمیشه که توی آینده نتونی این کار انجام بدی.
Remember I said God never was perfect.
اگه یادتون باشه گفتم اون کامل نبود.
We are all sinful people.
ما همه آدمای گناهکار.
That's why we pray that prayer of confession.
به خاطر همین ما این دعای توبه رو می‌کنیم.
In fact, that's why we choose to follow Jesus, because we know we are sinful people who need forgiving. That's why when we share communion, we remember that we are forgiven
people.
See, God is looking for people who are faithful. God is looking for people who want to be obedient.
خدا و من برای کسایی که میخوان اطاعت کنند.
God is looking for another Noah.
خدا و من برای یک نوع دیگر است.
If God calls, are you willing to listen?
اگر خدا به شما با شما حرف بزنه شما گوش میدید.
Well, I think most of us would say, if God calls, I'll listen.
و خیلی از ما ممکنه بگیم خب اگه خدا حرف بزنه من گوش میدم.
God wants more than people to listen.
ولی خداوند بیشتر از مردم می‌خواد.
God wants people to be faithful and to rely.
می‌خوام که ایماندار باشن و اطاعت کنن.
God uses ordinary people like you and like me.
خداوند آدم‌های عادی مثل من و مثل شما استفاده می‌کنه.
And God specializes in taking ordinary people.
و خداوند تقسیم یعنی می‌چینه از آدم‌های عادی.
And using them in extraordinary ways.
و ازشون استفاده میکنه تو کارهای خیلی بزرگ و عجیب.
God calls us to let Him use us.
خداوند به ما میگه که بذار از ما استفاده کنه.
So it's up to us. Do we choose to be faithful and obedient?
پس این توی دستای ما آیا ما اجازه میدیم که اطاعت کنیم و انجام بدیم؟
Do we choose to be like Noah?
آیا ما اجازه میدیم که مثل نوح باشیم؟
Well, next week we'll finish the story of Noah.
ما هفته دیگه داستان رو زمان
کنیم. Lord Jesus, we're sometimes afraid to let your voice still our lives.
خداوند پدر ما بعض وقتا میترسیم که بذاریم صدای تو زندگی آروم ما رو تغییر بده.
We're afraid that you might cause to change.
ما میترسیم که تو به ما بگی که عوض بشه.
To go somewhere different.
که یه جای دیگه بریم.
To spend time with people we don't love or like.
یا اینکه وقت بگذاریم با کسایی که دوستشون نداریم.
Father, help us to heal. Lord Jesus, help us to heal your word.
خداوند مسیح به ما اجازه بده و کمک کنه که کلمات رو بشن.
Give us grace to let go of the things that don't matter.
به ما بزرگی بده که ول کنیم چیزایی که دیگه توی زندگیمون مهم نیست.
Give us courage to trust in your strength wherever you need.
به ما اجازه بده که قدرت داشته باشیم بریم جایی که تو ما هدایت
کنی. Help us to obey what now you are telling us.
به ما
Help us to obey what we know you are telling us.
اجازه ما بده که اطاعت کنیم چیزایی که تو به ما میگی.
And to trust you to work things out for the good.
و اعتماد کنیم به تو که کارهایی که میخوایم انجام بدیم و همشون به خوبی انجام بدیم.
We pray that the voice of your gospel might reach all the peoples in this world that you have made.
دعا میکنیم که کلام تو به کل گوش کسایی که تو این دنیا هستن برسه.
آمین.
آمین.
شکر از روحانه عزیز و امیدوارم که خدا برمیتونش برکت بده و همیشه